That old trick. My Ford truck and the party of Lincoln. I bought my Ford 150 truck back in 1993, and by all accounts, it was an excellent truck. And why wouldn't it be? After all, it was brand spanking new. Fast forward to today, 28 years later. I still drive that truck, even though it's no longer anything to be admired. The white paint has mostly peeled off the body. There's a crack that meanders across the front window. Speaking of cracks, the dashboard is full of them, having succumbed to years of intense Sacramento Valley sun. The doors don't open or shut properly. The seats are worn thin. The air conditioner doesn't work. Neither does the radio most of the time. When I drive it, my truck rattles, clanks, moans, and groans. But it still runs, barely. Yep, I still drive that truck. But I'd be more than a tad disingenuous if I claimed it's anything but a vehicle that's seen its better days. My truck came to mind recently. You see, Republicans have taken to claiming that their party is the party of Lincoln. At the Republican National Convention last August, that theme was put forth. And a few months ago, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tweeted, "The Republican Party is the party of Lincoln, grounded in the values of freedom and equality for all people." That's quite an interesting take on today's Republican Party. It is true that the Republican Party was once the party of Lincoln. It was the Republican Party that championed the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery. It was the Republican Party that pushed for the 14th Amendment, which gave black men citizenship. It was the political party that supported the 15th Amendment, which gave black men the right to vote. And it was primarily the Republican Party that opposed the Southern states' Jim Crow laws of the late 19th and early 20th century, laws designed to disenfranchise and remove political and economic gains made by black people during the Reconstruction period. But the party of Lincoln no longer exists. Today's Republican Party is almost entirely led by white people who cater to an overwhelmingly white base. It is a political party that has failed to diversify and grow its ideas and appeal, while our nation has inexorably become more racially and ethnically diverse. Simply put, the once great party of Lincoln since the mid-1960s has morphed into the party of white grievance and, more recently, election fraud lies. Rather than recognize the systemic racism that still exists in our country today and attempt to offer policies that would lessen that racism, the Republican modus operandi is to paint the Black Lives Matter movement as a radical leftist mob attempting to destroy the white suburban lifestyle. Rather than admit publicly that black lives do matter, Republicans all too often hide behind the veil of all lives matter, which cannot be denied. But if honesty is part of the discussion, one would surely admit that throughout the history of the United States, white lives have mattered a hell of a lot more than black lives. Today's Republican Party is determined to stoke the flames of white anger and fear about the diversification of America's population. Rather than championing laws like the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, a number of congressional Republicans are now considering forming a new group that plans to champion Anglo-Saxon political traditions, a euphemism for "we must pander to our white base." The once great party of Lincoln has become the party of choice for white supremacists, neo-Nazis, white nationalists, and other hate groups like the Proud Boys. Throughout the United States, self-described Nazis and white supremacists are running as Republicans in state and federal elections. Although there's probably no way to verify this, I'd bet anyone a six-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon that the overwhelming majority of those January 6 insurrectionists who got amped up at Trump's rally before storming the Capitol were Republicans. Today's Republican Party refuses to broaden its racial and ethnic support base, so its only viable strategy for winning elections, especially presidential elections, is to implement voting restrictions that disproportionately affect people of color, the very people who voted overwhelmingly for Joe Biden in the 2020 election. In state after state, with Republican-controlled legislatures and governorships, voter suppression laws are being passed under the guise of protecting the system from fraud. But here's the incredibly pathetic thing about all this supposed fraud. Republicans don't put forth a shred of evidence that voter fraud existed in the 2020 election. Rather, they say their white voting base thinks the election was stolen by Democrats and Joe Biden. So because their base thinks there was voter fraud, laws must be passed to calm those fears, all the while claiming their party is still a party of Lincoln. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. Today's Republican Party is no more the party of Lincoln than my Ford 150 truck is a beautiful, highly functioning truck it was when I bought it in 1993. Both have disintegrated to a level that makes them unrecognizable from their original state. Both are destined for the junkyard. My truck to the junkyard of twisted metal and scrap, the Republican Party to the junkyard of white grievance, lies, and deceit. That's the junkyard where eventually all flim-flam nonsense ends up. Thanks for listening to this edition of You Gotta Be Schmittin' Me.